Freedom is a word that we throw around in our culture a lot, I guess because we live in a place where freedom is sort of taken for granted. But there's another kind of freedom other than just the freedom to express yourself and the freedom to vote and things like that. And that's the freedom that comes from knowing how to really enjoy your own life and all that your life is. And this is a freedom that can never be taken away from you, even in the worst of circumstances, even by putting you into a jail cell. You can't take that away. It's the knowing, that's a key word. It's the knowing of having control over your own mind. Knowing that. It isn't just that you read it or you listen to me say it or whatever, but that you develop this powerful awareness that I truly am in charge of all that I am as a human being. And like once you get that knowingness, that it isn't circumstances and that it isn't the terrible things in life or the things that we've judged to be terrible that make our lives what they are or what they are not, it is how we process them. It is thinking that makes it so, as Shakespeare said. Then freedom is yours. It's yours to use at any time that you want to use it. Happiness and enjoyment are not things that you get out of life. They're not rewards that come to you. They're not something that is going to be the result of you behaving in a certain way or living a certain lifestyle. Happiness and enjoyment are inner processes, and they are what you bring to life. They are yours and yours alone to have at any time that you want to have them. And no matter what the circumstance that you can think of, no matter how bad it may seem for you, you always have this corner of freedom to choose to process it the way that you want to. And, I mean, I've seen examples of this kind of thing. I mean, I've seen the extreme examples of people who have put their minds into a place where they're capable of having a pin put right through their arm and not experience any pain. I've seen hundreds of people walk across hot, burning coals and experience no burning of the flesh whatsoever. And you think to yourself, well, wait a minute, when flesh is put to burning coals, you get burnt flesh. That's just the physical laws of the universe. And yet it's not. I've seen people overcome just unbelievable fears that you would think that no one else could do, and do it all through this exquisite power of the mind, of your thoughts. And so happiness or fulfillment or enjoyment or whatever, if you get nothing else, get this really clear for yourself, that they have nothing to do with the circumstances of your life. It's not relevant. It's not even an issue that you ought to be bringing up.